We'll have a guest in the studio. Lubbock County has never had a horticulture extension agent, but we do now. And he is in the studio, Vic Beliga. Welcome to the program.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good. Okay, let me just ask you a question. We haven't had a horticulture agent for so long. How are we going to know what we've been missing?
Have we ever had one?
We've never had one. I'm the first one, and you know, they've been telling me that we've needed one here almost since I've been born. You know, pretty much since I've been alive. But my job is to answer y'all's questions. You know, as the public, and we're really here as education to help in any way. So anything from what kind of grass should I put in my front lawn, or how do I grow a vegetable garden this year, or any of that, you know, that's what I'm here to answer. Anything horticulture related, anything plant related in the city. A big part of my job is going to be water conservation education. You know, that's becoming a big deal around here. We kind of need water so we don't dry up and blow away. And I'd love to see, you know, I'm a Lubbock, Texas boy. I grew up here, went to high school here, and did my master's here. And, you know, I'd like to see there still be water and still be a city in 30, 50 years.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be nice.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you're also in charge of the Master Gardeners
Yes, sir.
Program.
Yes, sir.
Now, is that an association or affiliation with the Lubbock Master Gardeners Association?
Yes. And the Master Gardeners Association at the state level is part of Extension. It was started as just a way to, I guess, get volunteers together for Extension. And the Lubbock Master Gardeners are fantastic. I tell you what, out of the state, we have... I think, you know, and maybe I'm a little biased, but I think we've got one of the best local associations in the state. You know, they're very active. We've got 63 members that put in about 3,700 hours of community service last year and wow. Gave a lot back to this area. And they're really passionate about saving our water, too, and finding new ways to landscape and new ways to do the things that we've been doing. And, you know, I think it's important to understand that, you know, when we say change your landscape and do drought-tolerant landscaping, we don't want you to look like Tucson. You know, it doesn't need to look like the middle of the Mojave Desert, but there's better ways we can do things to save some water.
Right. Yeah,
that's what people really think. When you start talking about all this, they're like,
absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to have to start putting rocks out in the front yard and not planting anything but cactus. Is that kind of where we're headed?
No, I don't think so. I think there's plenty of native plants and wildflowers and perennial plants that are water conscious that, that can do great here and still meet the goals we want without, again, having to have cow skulls in your front yard.
Right.
County Horticulture Extension Agent Vic Beliga, welcome to your position.
Well, thank you.
And I'm sure we'll be talking to you real soon.
Yeah.
Now, people can see you also tonight at the Lubbock Master Gardeners Association presentation, Totally Tomatoes.
Yes,
at 48th and Salem.
Yes, sir.
At Covenant Presbyterian Church, 7 o'clock.
That's it.